minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Glad you guys could be with us here on this Monday afternoon, the final day of February. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor, bringing us our game beer of the week from Crabtree Brewing in Greeley. It's the Dunkel. I love their Dunkel. It's fantastic. Pick up selections from Crabtree or any of your favorite adult beverages. You can use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every single night. Join the On the Rocks staff on Saturday for free tastings from 4 to 7 o'clock. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Our first Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. And our Method Flow products poll question is available at theholeshow.com. Check that one out. What was your favorite win on Saturday? Saturday was crazy. We had five. All five played, all five won. The Avs, the Nuggets, the Rams, the Buffs, and the Bears. What was your favorite part about that Saturday winning weekend? I mean, it's got to be CU beating number two Arizona. I mean, CSU's win over Utah State was good. That was like an insurance win in my mind. You know, I felt like they punched the ticket by beating Wyoming. So the Utah State game, to me, was more of an insurance thing. It's fine. You needed to win it. Got it. Don't leave any doubt. Win as many games you can. And it took Kendall Moore to do it, man. I mean, this game was certainly in doubt late. The Rams were dogs in that game. And Kendall Moore, because of his efforts, 23 points in that game. Sensational effort by him. But he had 23 points. I mean, he was everywhere. And he was coming up with those late heroics like we were kind of used to seeing when he first stormed onto the scene for Colorado State. I think Kendall Moore is really an important player. Historically wise, he's going to be a very important player. Because it was him and Adam Thistlewood that were kind of the two pillars that Nico Medved kind of started building around. Then, obviously, you start adding stud after stud, bringing in Isaiah Stevens and David Roddy. But I thought it was Kendall Moore was one of those kind of pillars. But it was a scary situation. I mean, CSU was up at the half. Utah State goes on a nice little run late. But then you have Kendall just going off. Really put that game to the point where we were doing the free throw thing late. And Moore had 23 points, 6 boards, 3 turnovers. But again, he had the ball in his hands a lot in that game. 5 of 7 from the three-point line. Those threes were monster for him. And it just so happens to put him in the my whole show player of the week presented by Red Wing Shoes in Greeley and Johnstown. Kendall Moore, that's his first one. I mean, CSU, I believe it's been David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens are my only two Rams to get it this year. So we get a third Ram in. That's cool. Kendall Moore grabbing one. I love this award, by the way. It's going to be so much fun for football season, too, especially when we get crossover. Because we just started this like late December, pretty much a New Year's type deal. And so far, I believe David Roddy and Nikola Jokic, listen, that guy could probably get it every single night, but we are definitely looking at stars in Northern Colorado. Like, I want to look at the college players, because to be fair, Joker could get it every night. I mean, seriously. But I'm also looking, listen, this was the one game. Kendall didn't have a monster game against Wyoming, but this was such an important game. So sometimes it can be one game. A lot of times it's the body of work through that week. But in this case, the Rams needed a pick-me-up. They needed an insurance win. Like, you know, they did not want to lose this game. They didn't want to leave any doubt. And there was certainly doubt creeping in. And Kendall Moore was the guy to get them over the hump and help them deliver. I mean, everybody else. Roddy, listen, he had a double-double, 13 points, 10 rebounds. Stevens had 11 points. Other than that, he didn't get a lot. I mean, it was... If you were to tell me that the Rams are going to score 66 and Roddy's only going to have 13 and Stevens is going to have 11, I probably would have said, that sounds like maybe a Rams loss. But Kendall Moore was the difference maker. So I'm going to give him, just based on that one game, I don't normally do that. I normally look at if it's a couple of games. But I'm definitely looking at that one game. That's good enough to get him the whole show player of the week presented by Red Wing Shoes in Greeley and Johnstown. Now, the Mountain West Conference is tricky. the way this thing breaks out, here's what needs to happen the rest of the way. I was breaking down the Big Sky. I think I've got a handle on it. Still, the chances of the Bears winning the Big Sky is pretty small for the Rams. Now, they need Boise State to lose to Nevada, first and foremost. Nevada is 6-10, 12-15 overall. I don't see it happening. So that's Boise State's second-to-last game. So if that happens, okay, great. You still need Wyoming to lose a game. Because as of right now, the Rams are tied, essentially, with Wyoming. If you look at the standings, even though Wyoming's 12-3 and the Rams are 13-4, they are tied at a game and a half behind. Both of them are a game and a half behind Boise State. So if Wyoming loses one and Boise State loses to Nevada and CSU beats Boise State, the Rams will win the regular season title. Now, if Boise State loses to Nevada and CSU beats Boise State, but Wyoming wins their next three games, Wyoming will win the regular season title. All Boise State has to do, I believe, I think they have to win both. And if Wyoming wins their next three, I believe so. That's where it gets interesting. Because Wyoming, they split, didn't they? Didn't Wyoming and Boise State split? Then you go to the next best record outside of the tie, and that would be CSU. So then you got to look at that. If the Rams can sweep Boise State, then that will bode well for Wyoming. So it's very convoluted, very exciting. This is what you want in the final last week or so of games. The Mountain West has been a treat all year. Boy, I'm really liking Wyoming tonight, though. I'm sorry. They are a dog in this game. I think I'm taking Wyoming to win. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What a fun time. What a great time to be a Mountain West Conference fan. And, you know, getting Cody Tucker on the show has been a lot of fun. I mean, we just kind of got to know him the last couple of weeks, but he is definitely going to be kind of a fixture on this program throughout the basketball seasons and the football seasons as well. So I'll be looking forward to that. But him, you know, him breaking down what's happening for the Cowboys, it's fun up there too. You know, we know CSU and Wyoming are probably getting in. CSU's getting in. Wyoming, do they need one more or are they in? If I had to lean one way, I'd say they're probably in. You know, I was looking at the AP Top 25, or at least what Kevin Lytle had shared out of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and kind of where we are at this point. Boise State's the first team outside of the top 25. Colorado State's the third. So that's why I think it does that game is going to mean a lot regardless of whether or not that's for the regular season title. I don't think it's going to be that. Odds are Boise State's going to beat Nevada. And then that shoots it all out of the water for Colorado State. Still gives Wyoming a chance, though. But I think Boise State will just take care of Nevada. But that does not mean that game's still not huge, because it absolutely is. And Cody says, hey, listen, CSU's in third place right now. He feels like, and this is a Wyoming guy, he feels like CSU is the best team in the conference. That's a journalist doing his job. You know, he's not coming at this, because you could make a case that Wyoming's the best team. I mean, Wyoming beat CSU at home. CSU beat Wyoming at home. So, you could easily make a case, but he's not making it. He's saying CSU is the best team in the conference. 14 minutes after the hour. Before we break, do you want to shout out to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. Services as unique as life. Give Scott, Robin, or a member of their wonderful staff a call today. Set up that pre-planning. Get it done. Get it out of your mind. And then live well. Enjoy your life. Put that thing out of your brain that seems like a small thing now, but it's such a monumental thing when the family has to deal with it when they're going through the worst time. So take care of it now and put it out of your brain. 970-330-6824. 15 minutes after the hour, we got Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears. He's going to help us do some math on this and see, you know, just what it's going to take for the UNC Bears to win the regular season title. His thoughts on whether or not the Bears can run the tournament and get in, which would, officially be the first time the Bears ever got into March Madness. Yeah, 15 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears, coming up next on The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
If you want nuggets insights, then you want The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Trying to figure out what it's going to take for the UNC Bears to win the regular season title. Carry the four, subtract a few things, and I think you can get there. But take it from Jerry Schimmel. Jerry probably knows way more about this setup and what it's going to take for the Bears. Jerry, the voice of the UNC Bears. Jerry, always great to catch up with you, my man.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, you're assuming something you shouldn't assume, that I'm smarter at that than you are. Okay? Just so you know that up front.
Well, I'm trying to go through this. I was texting Coach Smiley this morning, too. And I was like, okay, so Montana State needs to beat Southern Utah, but then lose the rest. Southern Utah needs to lose one at least. Weber State needs to lose to Southern Utah. The Bears need to win out. I think then you're hoisting a Big Sky Conference trophy. You put a banner up. And it's that simple, Jerry.
It's that simple. Okay, yeah. That would be awesome. That really would be a lot of fun. But really what it comes down to is bragging rights and a trophy. What you really want to do, obviously we all know this, is win that tournament, win the Big Sky tournament. And I was thinking about this the other day, Brady. I guess it was the last game the Bears played, but I'm thinking that, you know, maybe it's best it doesn't happen that way. Because if you're shooting for that conference championship, I think you're expending so much energy physically and especially mentally to get there, to figure it all out. And then if you get there, you got to play. And I would just rather have the Bears be rested and ready when that tournament comes around so they can possibly win three games there and go to the big dance. So obviously nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. It's kind of like the Nuggets. I mean, they win the Northwest Division, but where does that get them in the playoffs? So it's sort of like that, but you always want to win. You want to win a championship when you can. You might not have that opportunity for a while. But I think the biggest thing that the guys have their eye on is that Big Sky tournament championship.
And Jerry, what do you make of this team right now? Now, there's been some inconsistencies throughout the course of the season. You see them beat a team like Weber State. Heck, even in that first Weber State game, you see them dominating the first half, and then they get dominated in the second half. They beat Southern Utah twice. We know, I mean, they at the beginning of the season, they were duking it out with teams like Texas and Colorado State. I mean, you were seeing this team put up some heck of a fight against some great teams. Then they beat the Montanas. Then you see them drop a few strange games, you know, the Eastern Washingtons, the Idaho States. Is there any part of you that's worried that once you get into the conference tournament that they aren't going to be able to put it together consistently for, what, three games?
Yeah, there's always that concern because you're right. It's been an up-and-down season that way. And I think especially at home, you know, they've lost some really tough games at home that they shouldn't have lost, and maybe a game or two on the road where more than they didn't play well was the ball just to bounce their way. But, I think what they had that tendency to do, especially at home, Brady, from what I can tell, is just kind of take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit. And they can't afford to do that. Even the worst teams in the Big Sky, teams with the worst records, are very talented teams. I mean, Sacramento State's got some terrific players. Idaho's got a couple of guards that are as good as anybody in the league. So if you're going to let up at all, you're going to get beat in the Big Sky because there's a lot of talent. And that being said, I do believe this with all my heart, that the Bears have as much talent and have as great a chance as winning this conference tournament as anybody. I think they're as talented as anybody. They have that when they play well, they're as good or better than anybody. So, yeah, they have been inconsistent, but I think they know what's on the line. You got to win those three games. And for that reason, and especially Brady, too, because there's so much experience there. They start five seniors. they've been around this block before. They know what it takes. So I think that once they get in that tournament, I don't think they're going to take that foot off the gas pedal at all. I'd be surprised if they did.
Yeah, it was so nice to get that win, though, against Idaho. Either way, because we had talked about it last week, Jerry. I mean, the schedule has been brutal for UNC. Getting a first-round bye is absolutely crucial. So now, no matter what happens, two tough games. You're on the road, Montana and Montana State. No matter what happens, you've at least advanced to the second round already, so you get an extra day of rest. I thought that was just so critical to be able to get that win over Idaho.
It is, and it was, no question about that, and that's what you shoot for, because you get that first round bye and it just eliminates a game, plus it gives you an extra day of rest, like you said. Plus, for UNC, up until this week, they've been hammering. They're playing eight games in 16 days or 15 days, something like that. Just a crazy schedule that college kids aren't used to playing, mentally or physically. In the NBA, you play those kind of games. You play three games a week, but not at that level, not at the college level. And so for that to happen, it just kind of takes your breath away a little bit. And I think it affects you as much mentally as physically. So I just think the fact that they have a little break now between the last game and this game on Thursday, and then they got that first round bye, rested, ready to go, and I think they'll jump out and play well, I believe, in that tournament.
Yeah, and it's going to take – listen, I mean, Dalen Kuntz, for the most part, has been – in my mind, I think you've said this too, he's probably the Big Sky Conference player of the year. But, I go back to who's going to be that other guy. You know, is Bodie Hume going to put together a string of games in this conference tournament? I mean, last year, in two of their games, he had 30 points apiece. And so that was crazy, 60 points in two games. It was nuts. So if you could get that, I think you're winning the tournament. I think you're going to move on to the big dance. But it doesn't just come down to Bodie. I know that. They're going to need everybody stepping up in a big way. And, that's guys like Matt Johnson and Drew Cuxhausen. If he can get hot, man, you can do some special things.
You can, yeah. And Dalton Connect can probably be in that group, maybe a little lesser that way, but he can get hot and kind of carry a team offensively. So that's what you hope for, Brady, is you have one guy that's having an off game, whether that's Dalen Kuntz or whether that's Bodie Hume or somebody else. You've got some other guys that could come in and pick up that slack, and that's a sign of a good team. You don't rely on that great score every single night, and if you don't get 25 points from Dalen Kuntz, you're not going to win. That's not the case with this team. They're very good at picking each other up. There have been some games that the Bears have won and won rather easily when Bodie Hume was not a factor. 2 points, two rebounds, and they still win by 15 points. So that's just a sign of a balanced team, sign of a lot of leadership in my mind, and a sign of a lot of talent that can pick each other up.
Jerry, any concern about the bench? You mentioned Dalton Connect, and obviously he has been very consistent coming off the bench for this team. Another 10 points for him against Idaho, so nobody's worried about him, but not very deep. Is that a concern for you, or do you look at this and say, hey, we're getting kind of like NBA playoffs. You get closer, you get into these tournaments, it's pretty much going to be a rotation of your studs.
Yeah, and I think that the Bears are good with that. I mean, that's the way they played all season long. You know, they haven't got offensive production from the bench, but they are playing four guys off the bench. They get a nine-man rotation. And when those guys come in, there are no plays being run for them. They have very few opportunities to put anything on the scoreboard, assists, rebounds, maybe some rebounds, but no scoring, no assists, because they're just not in the play. So, but they're giving the starters a break. They're getting some minutes for those guys, which is key, and that's really what you want. There aren't a whole lot of teams, the Big Sky, Brady, to be honest, that have a guy coming off the bench that's going to light up. They really don't. The Bears had that with Drew Cuxhausen when he was coming off the bench and lighting it up on three-point land, but there are very few of those guys. Everybody relies on basically five or six guys. So I think it's going to be different than any other team. And the Bears have adapted that way, and they seem to play just fine with a nine-man rotation where basically five of the guys are contributing.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement still to be done here before we round out the season. Montana State has three games remaining on that regular season. So,
yeah.
And then they just lose to Montana. So, I mean, if you want to look at it, I don't think anybody, Jerry, is looking at the conference saying, oh, it's Montana State's to lose. It's Weber State's to lose. I think when you go from the Montana's up, and who knows, maybe Eastern Washington does something crazy, but Montana to UNC to Weber to Southern Utah to Montana State, it does kind of feel like it's up for grabs.
It does. There's no question about it. And I feel that way, too, because every time I feel really good about a team like Montana State, they get beat. They get beat more than once. Or Southern Utah and their great talented team and you know, Weber State, all those guys, you think, all right, well, that's the most talented team in the conference. And then you saw that they get beat. I mean, Idaho beat Weber State and Montana State back to back. So it's a crazy conference that way. It's unlike football where you had four or five really good teams and you had four or five poor teams. This team, this league is pretty stacked talent wise, top to bottom. And we hear this all the time, but man, it's true in the Big Sky. Anybody can beat anybody in a given day, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what makes these conference tournaments so much fun, and I cannot wait, Jerry, to hear you finish these last two games of the season, but to get out on the road and cover this Big Sky conference tournament. I think it's going to be a blast. We'll have it on KFKA.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. You know, we've done these road games remote all year long, which has been fine, but man, I'm really excited about being at the venue rather than just in Greeley being at the visiting venue and being able to kind of sap all that up and, you know, take it all in and looking forward to it. I just got a feeling about this team. I think they're going to open some eyes in that conference tournament. I've said this the other day, I think it was on Tanner's show. I said, if there are basketball gods, and I'm not sure there really are, they're probably, you know, tongue in cheek basketball gods, but they start five seniors. Who does that? You know. So let's reward five seniors playing their last three games with a conference championship in that tournament. So I just got a hunch. I'm usually not very accurate with these hunches, but I've got a hunch on this one.
Yeah, you're right. It's been a great group to follow along to. I mean, I think about Bodie quite a bit because he was our Preps Player of the Year when it came to basketball when he was playing for Sterling. So we've kind of watched that kid grow up and then literally grow up. Jerry, he's 9,000 feet tall. He can't fit in the studio when he comes in on Tuesdays. So it's been fun to watch those guys really progress. Yeah. They've all got some fun stories and great personalities.
Oh, their backstories are all there. There's so many incredible backstories there. You know, Bodie, you know, is 5'7" as a freshman in high school, and he's 6'8". I mean, that is almost unheard of. Every NBA player has that big growth spurt, but not 13 inches in high school. And Matt Johnson's a walk-on. He was 140 pounds when he came to UNC. And Kurjankuc has this crazy refugee story. And it goes on and on. So these guys are so great. The coaching staff is wonderful. I can't pull for anybody more than I'm pulling for this team right now.
Yeah, you're right. That coaching staff, so many great guys right there. We say that, you know, but these are guys that, how you doing, man? They ask you how you're doing. How's life? I mean, those are the kind of guys you just can't help but support.
Exactly right. And I think about this, too. I spent 20 years in the NBA chasing a coach down for the pregame interview. I mean, literally, like, okay, where are you? Where can I got to get on the air? And Steve Smiley comes up to our broadcast position before every. I don't even have to go get him. He comes and gets me. So I'm not used to that. It's really humbling. I mean, it's really impressive that the attitude these guys have. And I say, Steve, you don't have to do that. I'll come and get you. No. This is part of the gig. This is part of my job. I'll come find you. It's like, okay, that'd be fine with me. So it's been a really, really fun group to be around this year.
Yeah, Jerry, I know you know this, obviously. You just said it. I mean, Steve is one of those guys that he goes above and beyond, you know, and wants to make sure people are learning about his program. Even if they're not going to the games, he's trying to educate as many people as possible to get out there. And, again, you got to love it. Jerry, Amazing Americans, I continue to just love this program. My mother-in-law and I were talking about you over the weekend listening to you. I love the show. I love what you're doing. What do you got on tap for us this coming weekend?
Yeah, this coming weekend is a guy named Bob Babbitt, and Bob is the CEO of the Challenged Athletes Foundation. And if you look up Challenged Athletes Foundation, CAF, you see incredible stories. I've probably had, over the last 3 years, I don't know, a dozen or so challenged athletes that have been through that program on my show, losing limbs or born without them or whatever it might be. And Bob is the CEO of Challenge Athletes Foundation, and he's grown that thing to nothing into, I think they have a budget of $55 million, something like that. They give away grants to all these people that get involved in athletics. Bob was a championship triathlete himself back in the 80s, and so he has kind of turned that love of sport into helping disabled athletes love the sport. So it's a, and he's extremely articulate and funny, great stories. So you will love Bob Babbitt this weekend on Amazing Americans.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. Love it, Jerry. Keep up the great work, and looking forward to that program. Looking forward to the coaches show and these final two games of the regular season. And of course, the Big Sky Conference tournament. It's going to be a blast.
I agree. I'm looking forward. It's going to be the next 2 weeks. Going to be a lot of fun. I know I'm going to have fun. Hopefully, listeners and fans of the Bears will have as much fun as I do.
Yeah, you know it, man, and I'm with you. I think some special things are in store for this team. Jerry, we'll catch up with you soon, my friend.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Brady.
Thanks. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, host of Amazing Americans. He's thinking something special's cooking in Greeley, Colorado. Maybe this Bears team can get over that hump. I would love to see it. 35 minutes after the hour, we'll talk. Hey, Michael Porter Jr. might be cleared to go in March, but not so fast. We'll talk about it next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. And thanks to one of our excellent sponsors, No Limit Collectibles. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. Seriously, they have everything. And if they don't have it, for some reason, our guy Ken Yamada is going to figure out how to get it. The guy is going to shows all over the country and finding the best stuff that his clientele is interested in. Sports cards, sports memorabilia, hell, Pokemon. They got it all. At No Limit Collectibles, and they just moved right next to our good friends at Cables. So they're in that shopping center there. There's a Subway, a barber shop, awesome spot there. Great to see No Limit Collectibles move into the Greeley area. So stop by, tell them we sent you from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Okay, so we get this story that Michael Porter Jr., according to his agent, and again, this was on ESPN, Denver Nuggets, Michael Porter Jr. to be cleared for on-court contact, eyeing a March return, which, if you're following along at home, March starts tomorrow. So it could be any time between tomorrow and the 31 days in March. Thank you, Jades. That's why you get paid the big bucks. So this from Woj, of course, on ESPN. Denver Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr. is progressing to be cleared for on-court contact within the next few weeks, freeing a path for him to return to the lineup sometime in March. His agent, Mark Bartlestein of Priority Sports, told ESPN. Porter underwent, of course, lumbar spine surgery just a few months ago. He has now returned to the floor, moving. You're seeing it on Twitter. He's jumping around. He's shooting and stuff. It gets people excited. But Katie Wingy, 20 hours ago, Katie Wingy, of course, with Altitude TV, tweeted out, Coach Malone just informed the media pregame not to listen to any of the reports that have been going around about Michael Porter Jr. He said none of them are coming from within the Nuggets organization. Well, I guess technically an agent is not part of the Nuggets organization. So is that more or less Malone just saying, listen, it ain't coming from us? I'm not going to get your hopes up. I'm not going to be the guy to do that. But Porter's agent certainly saying, hey, get ready for a March return, which is also the time we thought that Jamal Murray would be around. The Nuggets are sitting in sixth place in the Western Conference. And I'll tell you what, here's a great sign. On a back-to-back, Joker's maybe a little tired, almost had the triple-double. One of his lower point totals, he had 8 points. Your bench stepped up. Great sign for the Nuggets. And that's even bigger if Porter and Murray come back and they are the guys that you expect them to be. And I don't know what your expectations are. Is it going to take them a while to get into the mix? Or are they just going to be ready to rock and roll just like that? My expectations for the Nuggets, I'll be honest, I haven't had any. I mean, okay, realistically, I expect this team to not be a play-in team. That was where I thought, okay, can you get in sixth? Can you stay a few games over 500? Well, they're 11 games over 500. They worked Portland last night, 124-92, and again, a lot we're talking about, the MVP, no doubt, Joker's doing his thing. But how about DeMarcus Boogie Cousins? 19 points in this game. They got him rounded up. He's in for the rest of the season. When he plays, when he adds a significant minute, they win. Undefeated. I think they're 10-0. He had 19 points last night, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He is getting the feel for this team. He's going to give you on a, you know, most of the time he's going to play about 14 minutes. This was a blowout, so you saw him play 18 minutes in this one. That has been a huge addition to him. And it's also uplifted the rest of the bench. Is it just having the gigantic body down there in the paint that certainly has defensive players turning their heads to make sure they know where he is inside? Has that opened things up? Has that cleared some space for some of these guys? Is it Cousins just kind of getting used to his teammates a little bit more? Michael Malone said his teammates love him. They absolutely love the guy, and he's fit in really well. We've always said they kind of need a nasty guy, kind of an enforcer-type guy. Well, he's been much more than that. This is the beautiful part about what we're seeing right now. Bryn Forbes has been a perfect addition to what this organization has done. You know, adding a shooter. He was 5-for-6 last night from the three-point line. He continues to be a solid addition. Yeah, Holyoke says Cousins changes the temperature. He does. He's completely different than the rest of this team. There's something about him. And again, you didn't have a backup center before. You've been without one for a little bit. I mean, Plumlee was nice to have. And again, Cousins and Plumlee, different players, but both kind of doing similar things. Solid defense in the paint. You do provide that body that definitely makes players second guess going inside. And you're able to post him up. And he can shoot the three. I mean, he was 2-of-3. He can shoot. He's always been a shooter. So he has been a delight for this team. How did they do it? Tim Conley, Calvin Booth, this organization, no championships yet to show for it, but I think we talked about this a little bit last week. They're building, they built this thing organically, but they've added the right pieces along the way. Joker's an organic pickup. Jamal Murray's an organic pickup. Michael Porter Jr.'s an organic pickup. Okay, now we're just going to piece this thing together around him. Aaron Gordon, he used to be a superstar. He's more of a role player now. Okay, perfect. He's fitting in. Cousins, obviously used to be a superstar, became a nomad, was roaming the NBA, maybe found a home here. Bryn Forbes, Denver is not very active when it comes to the trade deadline, typically these last few years. They weren't extremely active this go-around either, but they did enough and got a perfect player that makes sense for what they're doing. A move is coming. This team is on the rise, and you look at the rest of their schedule. I mean, we are getting down to it. We're in that last group of games. Oklahoma City's, Houston's, New Orleans, Sacramento again. You know, you got Washington in there. The Clippers are weird right now. Oklahoma City a couple more times down the stretch. You got the Lakers two more times. San Antonio, Minnesota. The bottom line is the schedule is very favorable for you to at least maintain that sixth spot and maybe move up into the fifth. Maybe even the fourth. Bama Bear, if MPJ comes back, is my jersey curse lifted? I need a Joker one next. If you have any kind of a jersey curse, Bama Bear, you stay away from everyone. You go buy Ja Morant jerseys. That's the rule. Anybody listening right now, I have a jersey curse as well. I don't buy jerseys anymore because it's cursed. If you do have a jersey curse, you do the noble thing here. You go buy jerseys, and I'm not saying anybody should get hurt badly. Just jinx that they're not as good. That's what we'll go with that. You go buy some Booker jerseys. You go. You don't need to buy a Chris Paul jersey. He's out for until like the season ends, and he'll be back for the playoffs. It's going to be a tight finish, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's get to what's on TV on the other side. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
March Madness can be heard right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
.153, welcome back. We're almost done here on a Monday. Wow, moving right along. Getting ready for a really big week ahead for a lot of these college basketball teams. So keep it right here throughout the day. We got Betting Across America coming up next. Then the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. We got the Rich Eisen Show at 5 o'clock. Man, it just doesn't stop. There's no reason to turn away. Plus, KFK is your official home for March Madness. We'll have the Big Sky Conference on, Conference Tournament on. But we'll also have March Madness throughout the days here on top of our already great sports coverage throughout the day, throughout the nights. We have preps basketball. We got preps baseball coming up not too long from now. So no reason to go away. Keep it on 103.1, 1310, or online at 1310kfk.com. Lock it in. Keep it saved. Great things going on. We got... James, you're playing me off already, James? You're playing me out of here, man? You're ready to move on. You're ready to go. You got something going on today. You got to start looking at your bracket challenge.
Yeah, I was honestly just getting ready to go and take a look at that.
I hear you, my man. Tonight we got, the big one tonight is San Diego State and Wyoming. That one's going to be on CBS Sports Network, 7 o'clock. Wyoming underdogs at home in this one? Just saying. Something interesting there. Take a look at 7 o'clock, CBS Sports, Wyoming playing host to San Diego State. There it is, Jades. How about this one? I'll get to this tomorrow. New York Mayor Eric Adams making exception for Brooklyn Nets Kyrie Irving would send wrong message to other city workers. Okay, let me just say this real quickly and leave you with this. Kyrie Irving was not vaccinated, and they were like, hey, you can't play home games. But then players that weren't proven vaccinated or whatever would come into their facility and play. What would be the difference? Not sure. Strange times we live in. It's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it tomorrow on Tuesday's edition. Good night, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.